Hello, and welcome to the Teaching Your Toddler Show. Did you know that crafting is actually also engineering? Because you're creating something out of nothing. So, guess what? When you are crafting, you are doing more than just learning. And today we're going to learn a little bit more about the benefits that you may not be aware of crafting with our parenting expert, Letitia Barr. She is the founder of Tech Savvy Mama. She's also a former first grade teacher, as well as a middle school computer and technology teacher, and she has also had a lot of involvement with STEM education over the years. She is the parenting expert for Brainly, as well as a columnist for parenting.com. She's also served on the board as a member of the YouTube Kids Parents Panel. She has won numerous awards for all of her great work. She's also a mom of two very smart kids who are both pursuing careers in engineering. She lives near DC and she says that she likes to go hiking with her overly enthusiastic Labrador rescue pups. So join me in welcoming Letitia Barr to the show today. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining the Teaching Your Toddler show today. We have Letitia Barr to talk to us today. As we record this, it is March, which is National Craft Month. And so tell us a little bit about crafting, the benefit of crafting, and why we should emphasize that for our children.
Sure, absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. Crafting is great. It's National Crafts Month, and would like to say that crafting isn't just about cute decorations. There's a surprising link to STEM, so science, technology, engineering, and math. So even for the youngest ages, crafts often involve building things, right? So think about as kids get older, that ability to engage kids in fun, hands-on ways. That translates to building things like model rockets, simple machines, things that are really engaging. And those things introduce kids to engineering basics. So crafting being all about experimentation, trying new materials, techniques, and figuring out how to make designs work, that's a critical part of the engineering design process. So just like in science class, kids are developing critical thinking and problem-solving skills. These are skills that are essential for success in STEM fields. So, crafting, and the next time you see someone crafting, just remember they might secretly be building the next big invention.
Right. I mean, I never thought of it like that because you're creating something out of nothing, right? And it's completely a new design that may or may not have ever existed, right?
That's true. And it's all about that experimentation. So when my kids were little, I have a daughter who's a college sophomore and I have a son who's a senior in high school. People always say to me, like, how are your kids so interested in STEM? My daughter is studying autonomous robotics and autonomous vehicles and
Oh
doing an
my.
internship in underwater robotics this summer. And my son is going to start college in the fall in mechanical engineering. And, being a mom who's always been interested in science, my mom was a teacher herself, and she really let us engage in science discovery activities from a very young age. Kids are naturally curious. So I say, harness that and let them build things, let them experiment. I would always tell my students in my engineering and my computer science classes, like, this is the one time where it's okay to fail because you want to try it again and again. So these skills are really critical for kids. They build a lot of soft skills, as well as, a love of STEM subjects.
Absolutely. What are some of the sort of ideas or activities that you have in mind?
So, I think about from a parent perspective the kinds of things that, a tool like the Cricut Joy Extra can be used for. Cricut is a great tool that engages kids in hands-on ways. It's a small but mighty machine that lets kids design their own stuff. I think from a parent perspective, organizers for schoolwork are really great. When my kids were little, I had them choose a color for their school supplies. So my daughter wanted red and my son wanted blue. The Cricut Joy Extra was a great way to personalize our family's organizational supplies. So for example, my daughter had a red backpack, she had a red pencil pouch, she had a red lunch box, and then her folders and all the things she needed for school when she was young, she knew at a glance, for preschool before she could read, that the red things were hers, they were to go in her backpack. And these from a very young age taught organizational skills and executive functioning skills. And as your kids get older, they can be involved in that process of creating things, flashcards to help kids learn. I think back to the index cards that I use with my kids and my students, and that I used growing up to learn things like math facts and, sight words. I taught first grade, so teaching sight words to kids was a great way to have them build their sight word vocabulary, that being a very critical building block for reading, right? But with Cricut, you could have a picture of something, say an apple, and then the word on the back. And so having kids see that visual and then tying it to the word is a really good way for kids to build their visual sight word vocabulary.
That's
Also, super
amazing.
cute bookmarks. Yeah, all these really great things that are really function as motivators for our youngest kids. But Cricut also has the a really fantastic portal and an app. So I would say the Cricut Design Space is really great for unleashing creativity right from your phone or tablet. Parents and kids can use it together. Teachers and students can use it together in the classroom. And these are just ways that they're super easy to use. I would just say that whenever using a Cricut, it's a smart move to have an adult around for any crafting adventures. But you can really do all sorts of things. And for teachers, I know that it might some teach there's I know there's a lot of teachers who absolutely love Cricut. Cricut has a built-out portal just for teachers that provides valuable resources and inspiration to really elevate your classroom crafting experience. So, their print then cut feature allows teachers to seamlessly incorporate their own designs and printables into projects. There's just so many exciting things you can do with it in your classroom as a teacher.
Wow, I had no idea. I had no idea there was the teacher portal, and I also didn't know there was an online component. I thought it was exactly what we just saw. And for anyone who's listening to the podcast, please also check out the YouTube video, the video component of this episode, because we just saw a bunch of really great examples and things that that Letitia was talking about that are just so cute and so fun. But I had no idea that additional functionality existed for Cricut.
It's amazing. You can really make whatever you envision with a Cricut. It's fantastic. I've seen teachers, really personalize their classrooms with it. Parents have come up with some amazing things for their families, not just the cute crafts, but crafts that teach their kids, and allow them to experiment with a tool that really engages them in hands-on STEM learning. So it's a great activity for families to do together and a huge motivator when kids get to design something and then see it print out and and to make their own things. There's nothing better than that really the immediate gratification that comes from designing something and then seeing it come to life.
Yes, absolutely. I let my son do a little bit of that with we designed like blankets. We used some of his drawings and created blankets and mugs and things like that. And then for him to be able to see that like kind of made into something real is it's so fun. Like you said, it's gratifying. I also love your tip about the color coding, the supplies. I never thought of that, but I would think in a multi-kid family that would be so helpful.
Yeah, and it's something that for preschoolers, when they're not quite reading yet, but if they see a color, they know like, oh, all the red stuff is mine, all the blue stuff is mine, all the purple things belong to my sister, right? And they can very easily gather their things. And it's just a really great organizational tool that teaches a critical executive functioning skill from a young age. And I have to say, organized, you can tell as a teacher, the organized kids at home are the organized kids at the classroom. So those skills are really important and they're lifelong skills. We know
Oh,
that.
yeah. I'm going to tell my sophomore in high school that exact thing that you just said. Well, thank you so much today for joining us today. Tell us how to find out more about you and about Cricut.
Sure. So you can find me at techsavvymama.com. And for more information and crafting tips and ideas, I would say Cricut is the place to go. Go to www.cricut.com. And for educators, be sure to visit the teachers portal. It is a treasure trove of information
Yes, and
and a
your
great
website is too.
resource.
Your website is too. It's
Thank you.
great. Excellent. Well, thanks again
Thank you
for
so
joining us
much.
today. Have a great
Thanks
day.
for having me.
This has been the Teaching Your Toddler podcast with Mary Jo Tinlin. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you'll find us on our website at teachingyourtoddler.com, as well as on Facebook at Teaching Your Toddler, on Instagram, and on Twitter at Teaching Toddler. So join us again, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you so much.